Podcast. This is Iced Coffee episode 3 with Danielle.
Woo!
Danielle is new. She's joining us. I introduced you to her last week, but she's now a regular. She's going to be doing this podcast with me every week.
Yay!
And I've informed her about what the clusterfuck of podcast this is, and we're going to try. We're going to do our best.
Might get interrupted by my kid, but, you know, shit happens.
Yeah, I mean, interruptions are something that happens on this podcast.
That's why there's a pause button.
That is why there's a pause button. And unlike Alex and I, Danielle is in my room with me doing this.
I'm petting the cat!
She's here, so it'll be a little bit easier. I can just pause it.
Yeah, I'm petting cats.
Yes, there are cats surrounding us, as usual. They follow me around in whatever
we
room I'm in.
We love them all, but we all have our favorites.
We know who Danielle's favorite is.
I can't. I matched him specifically for today because I knew I was seeing the love of my life today.
My cat, Murph, is the OG. And if you're interested, for Fuzzy Peanuts on Instagram, check
him
out.
He's the black and white one. He's adorable. And he'll answer to you when you call his name.
He's the fluffiest. But so we decided previously in other episodes that we're going to start and end this podcast with positive and negative vibes, starting them with positive vibe to put a good spin on the podcast, ending it with a negative vibe to just leave our shit out there and let you guys deal with it, and hopefully we'll forget about it.
That works.
So what is your positive vibe this week?
My positive vibe is that, first of all, I'm on the podcast. Yay!
Yay! That's everybody's positive vibe.
Everyone's positive vibe. And secondly, today, I know that it is April, but I got my Christmas present from Molly.
Yeah. I was a little slack.
It happens.
I've had her Christmas present sitting in my closet, and I've seen you, like, a handful of times since then. I just constantly
forget it. There was brunch,
forget it.
And then there was the fantasy football, there's been occasions,
I just forget it. It's been sitting in my closet.
I've legit been in the house with the present and still didn't get the present. But it's here now.
It's
so
fine. And there wasn't anything in it that was going to go bad. Maybe the bath bomb. We don't know.
We're
going to find out. It may or may not fizz up, but I bet it'll still make the bath feel great.
I bet it will. I went Christmas shopping at the dollar
store because I had a long list of holiday chores. I gave Butterbears to everybody this year because they're the best thing that was ever invented. If you have dry skin or eczema, go try a Butterbear from Lush. It's the only thing I swear by.
I've never had it, so I'm really excited.
That is equal to a scoop of coconut oil in my bathtub, which is my other go-to when I have really dry skin.
Nice.
So little hints from someone that has had eczema their whole life.
Every Cosmo girl should know.
Yeah. Coconut oil or a Butterbear. My positive vibe this week is that I got a new fucking car.
Woo!
So exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, like, epic. I got the exact same kind of car that I had before.
This one has a sunroof, though.
This one has a sunroof. My other one was a convertible, but so my old car was a white 2013 Fiat 500.
R.I.P. Sugar.
R.I.P. Sugar. She didn't actually die. She was fine, but she was having some trouble. There was a lot of little technical problems that were going wrong with her, and I got a couple emails from my dealership that I do like a lot. Heritage Fiat Owings Mills, shout out.
Yes.
Hashtag Maryland, people.
Hashtag Fiat.
Hashtag Fiat, yes. So I went out and they were like, well, we're doing like a upgrade program. You have the first edition of this car, so it's kind of like wanted and we can fix it up. And if you want, you can like sell it back to us and we'll like do an upgrade. You'll get a new one. So I left with a 2017 Fiat.
Yes.
And they put in a sunroof and a heated seats for me. And I just got it back yesterday after that. So that's really exciting. There's some complications with the sunroof, but we're sorting it out. Mm-hmm. I'm taking it in next Tuesday, and they're fixing it. It's just, like, some minor stuff that I think they need to, like, tighten up or whatever. Mm-hmm. But all in all, very excited.
Yes.
I mean, it's great. It sucks that I don't have a convertible top anymore. That does suck. But, and I reminded myself, and I reminded Jimmy, because Jimmy was with me, and he was like, are you sure you want to get rid of a convertible car? You really like it. So, the thing is, that was never a deal breaker for me. When I went in the first time, I wanted a Fiat. The reason I got the convertible was because it was the cheaper version there.
I remember that.
It wasn't because I wanted it. I do require a sunroof.
Yes.
And they were like, claustrophobia
is wicked real.
Right. And they were like, well, don't worry about that. If you buy one without it, we'll put it in. So that was my requirement, the sunroof and heated seats, which they put them in.
The heated seats are
fantastic. They work so well.
Heated seats is the way to go.
And I didn't know if my aftermarket heated seats would go into the back, but it does.
Oh.
So, like, I mean, lower back, like, mm-hmm. where they normally are.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't know that would happen. Like, I wasn't expecting, like...
But that's nice.
Yeah. So, I was really excited about that. It's got a little switch. They put them in both my front seats. I mean, I didn't know what I was expecting because it was aftermarket.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to get the lowest line here, you know. But they hooked me up. It's great.
That is very nice.
So, big recommendations to them. So...
Those are good positive vibes.
I know. We just did the best positive vibes.
That was really good.
Well, let's introduce you.
Yes.
So, if you're familiar with Alex and I at all, you know, we're long-distance friends. I met her when I applied for my new job, and my new job that I've been there for a few years at. But I met her applying there. I was replacing her. She was moving to Austin. Somehow, we just hit it off really well, and we became really good friends, and... she lives in Austin now, and so we're long distance, and she's the one that I started this podcast with. We started out as TV guides, now we're iced coffee, and we do two episodes a week on Fridays, which this week I actually released it a day early. We do a mini-sode, which is called Espresso Shot, where Alex and I cover Friends and Mad Men. And Danielle just took over our main episodes, which she's going to be doing with me. And it's just going to be where we talk about life and
honesty problems. Moment, I have never seen Mad Men.
Okay, I hadn't either.
Not a single episode.
So the point of our espresso shot, if you guys haven't listened to it, is Friends is my favorite show. I've watched it since I was a child. I have all the seasons on DVD. I watch it almost every night to go to bed.
I mean, it's great.
Literally know every word. Alex has never seen it. She didn't grow up watching it. Her parents didn't watch it, so she just never watched it. And Mad Men is her favorite show, and I've never watched it. So the Espresso Shot episode is basically us watching episodes from those shows in sequential order, so you can watch it along with us.
Nice.
And we're just talking about it. We're not summarizing. We're trying to get away from summarizing it and just giving our feelings, especially both of our, like, first impressions of the episodes as we learn about the characters and everything. It's really interesting because, like, I mean, coming from someone that, like, my life is Friends. I have so many shirts with Friends quotes on them. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Didn't you just take a picture of you in a Friends shirt at the Mandalay Bay Aquarium?
Yes, I did.
I like that on Instagram. I did.
Yes, I did. So, I mean, it's a common, it's like my life.
It was and the names so, and you had leggings on. Yes, I liked that picture. It was very nice.
Well, it's really interesting having someone watch it for the first time. Because it's like, who hasn't seen Friends?
She's probably thinking, who hasn't seen Mad Men? I know. Because it's damn popular.
And it's so good. It really is good. And I love period shows. I'm getting really into Feud with Bette and Davis right now.
Oh, my God. My mother can't stop talking about it.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so good. I love period shows.
I think they're going to do other Feud series with other people.
Oh, my God. I think so, too. Because, you know, it's Ryan Murphy.
Yes. And you know how he does.
Yes. And so, like, if you watch American Horror Story, he does American Horror Story semicolon. And then the name of the series. And that's sequential every season. It's always American Horror Story... and then the name of the series. And the way that they set up the title for The Feud is The Feud, Betty and Davis.
I think they're going to do it. So I am
begging them to do more.
I mean, you got to think of, like,
there's millions.
Like, who could it possibly...
I have rabbit-holed so far into feuds from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. There are so many options for them.
There's going to be a lot.
I can't wait. I really hope. And it actually has gotten pretty good reviews, which I was kind of concerned about.
There could be one, like... Elizabeth Taylor and
what's her face?
Debbie Reynolds.
Yes, I know.
That would be great.
Oh my God, it's going to be so good. Ugh. So I really hope that they
Ryan Murphy,
that.
Listen to our podcast
listen
and take our
it.
Suggestion.
Please do another one and give us hints.
We
like
can
you do
give
with American
you more
Horror
feuds
Story.
Like you don't even know.
Yeah, I give me like 5 minutes on Wikipedia and I will find you so many.
And don't do Biggie and Tupac. It's overrated.
Yeah.
It's been played out.
They've done it, and they've done movies
about
that.
That's what I'm saying. It's been so
played
out.
No one's done a movie on, like, Betty and...
No,
Betty
never.
And M. Jones. So, do stuff that they haven't done stuff about, which this was a really good option.
Yes.
And it's a really good show. And all the clothes in it are freaking amazing, which, like, Mad Men does the same thing for me.
Is Catherine Jones in that? Is she in that? Did I see a trailer with her in that?
In Feud? Maybe.
I feel like
I've watched, later on. Okay, maybe.
I think she's later on.
I think I'm, like, one or two episodes behind. So, maybe. I know that there's a younger girl coming
My
in.
My perpetual life story. Maybe I'm one or two
I'm one or two episodes behind. Speaking of which, we are not covering Real Housewives in this episode. This is our Danielle introductory episode.
Yay.
But next week, we are going to. We might be a little behind. But eventually, we'll be caught up. And I'm pretty sure most people in this universe are behind on Real Housewives right now.
I think I may have figured out a way to finagle how I'm going to catch myself up.
Yeah?
Because I'm working on also losing weight and going to the gym more.
Watch
so
them
I
at
feel like
the gym.
I'm going to watch them on demand while I'm working out. Two birds, one stone. Bam. Done.
Yeah. See, my problem is right now I have no motivation to go to the gym because... This week was such a cluster with the car issues and, like, getting all that stuff taken care of. And I had a rental car all the week this week, which I hated driving. And then next week, as some of you know, but I don't know if all of you know, I'm having an endoscopy on Monday.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm not going to the gym until then. I'm not going to the gym this weekend. This weekend is Easter.
Yeah.
And then... Tuesday I'm working, and then Wednesday I leave for Moon Tower, and I'll be in Moon Tower all week next week.
I am jealous as fuck.
I'm jealous of myself.
You should be,
I'm
bitch.
So excited. You know what's such a bummer, though? And I don't know
this.
if we talked about this in the last podcast that you listened to, but Bitch Sesh was supposed to be there, and they're not going anymore.
What?
I know.
What?
No one knows why. They haven't said anything.
I've been listening.
I know.
I have not heard.
They haven't said anything about it.
I tweeted about it,
and they didn't reply, which they have replied to my tweets before. So, like, I'm like, what's going on? We have surmised that it might be because of Casey's pregnancy.
Yeah.
But she's not that pregnant.
But maybe there's complications or something
maybe.
That we just don't know about.
She's still recording her podcast.
You can record
Come
a podcast.
Come on, Casey.
We're recording this in your bedroom. She
could
literally be laying in
and
bed
and
recording.
And she does do it in her house.
That's what I'm saying.
I know, but still. I'm gonna
Next
miss
podcast,
you.
Just letting you know, taking my bra off.
That's fine.
We're
recording two in a row, spoiler, because I'm going to be in Moon Tower next week.
Yeah.
So we have to, and that's okay. It's whatever.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
You do what you do.
It's fine. We're hanging out.
Yeah.
So, Danielle and I met at my job that I had before the one I have now. Same for you.
Yes.
We have both since left. And we hit it off really well, and we became really good friends really fast.
We got hired on the very same day.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true. We started the exact same time.
10:42 and 10:43.
That's crazy. I forgot about that. So, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm 30 and embracing it.
You are the oldest of us.
I am. I am embracing
Although,
the fact that
Alex
I am 30.
Alex is 29.
I'm embracing 30.
Or 28 or 29.
I gotta say, 30 is a good year. I'm doing a lot of shit at 30. I became a Zumba instructor at 30.
Yeah, which is awesome.
I'm buying my house at 30.
You're inspiring me to eventually do the yoga thing. We'll
you
see.
Should. Girl, it is so simple. I went to one training class for 8 hours, got certified, now I'm working at two gyms.
I know. Next year. That's a next year goal.
It's fun.
I'm planning on doing it.
It's very
gonna
exciting.
Cost me a little bit of money, so I gotta prepare.
Yeah. It cost me like 250, 225?
Yeah, I think that's about. It's either that or 500, I think, for the yoga. Because the yoga one's like a three-day thing.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
Yeah. So, it's a that'll thing. That'll do it. But I'm really excited, and you definitely did inspire me to
it's
do that.
It's very fun.
It's a goal.
Yeah. And I tell you what, a lot of people appreciate when you tell them that you used to go to this gym and you used to take this class, and now you're the one teaching this class. Then they're like, oh, shit, I could do that.
I
could
do it, too. Yeah.
So, 30...
What's the other gym that you go to? I know Golds.
Golds, and I teach at Bayview now.
Oh,
over
cool.
at Johns Hopkins.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
They have, like, this Healthy at Hopkins initiative where they want all of their employees to work out, so...
That's exciting.
Yeah.
What days are you going on?
That's Wednesdays at 5:30.
Cool.
So that's Wednesdays. But I started off, it was last week, not this past Wednesday, like not 2 days ago, but the week before that. I only had two people. But it was brand new. They don't know who I am.
And I mean, that's kind of nice.
This week, six people.
It doesn't affect your pay, right?
Nope.
Yeah. So
I get paid if
nice.
There's one person. I get paid if there's 100 people. Doesn't matter to me.
That's exciting. I kind of like the idea of having a small. That's why I go to Anytime is because the classes are so small there. It's like maybe five or six people in the classes, and I love it because it's like way more intimate.
Yeah. See, with Zumba, you want a whole bunch of people because then you kind of like feed off their energy.
Yeah, that's true. That's way more high energy than
you want them to be pumped up and energetic. Having a yoga class with like 35 people, I'm like, oh my god, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I can't
like,
even
there's too
imagine.
Many people, I can't even move. I feel like if I bend over and get the yoga farts, then it's gonna be
oh my
in
god.
Someone's face. Like
everybody knows that.
Yoga
that
farts
experience.
Are a thing.
It's
yoga
a thing,
farts
it's
are
not
a thing.
Fun.
I don't care what anyone says to you, yoga farts are a thing.
And at Golds, so I used to go to Golds where Danielle goes, and the reason I stopped going there is because it's too far for me.
Yeah.
But the yoga classes there were always so packed that it was like shoulder to shoulder.
Especially
you were always on were always on people's mats, like other people's mats, trying to do your stuff, and it's like I'm sorry.
And you couldn't like T formation.
No,
your
without
you to,
touching
like,
people. You
formation.
Had to cactus because you couldn't like stretch
there
it
were
the way you're supposed to.
Constantly people. It was horrific.
Yeah, and everybody always had
the And the problem is her class is so amazing though. Like, she's such a good instructor that all these people go.
She was such a good instructor.
She's even cooler as a boss, let me just tell you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's wicked
awesome.
Nice. She friended me on Facebook. I was like, holy shit!
Oh, that's awesome! Hey!
It was very exciting.
All the cats abandoned us because we're talking too much.
I at least want one.
We're talking.
I just want one. Come on. No, they left. They all left.
Yeah, they've left us. They don't care about it.
30 is a good year. I like 30. 30,
that's awesome.
I'm accomplishing things. And this year, I am going at the end of July, Zumba Convention.
Oh, that's so cool. See, I want to do that. I want to be able to go to a yoga convention.
4 days of nonstop Zumba. I am going to shit my pants.
That's so awesome.
Like, it's going to be amazing. I cannot wait.
My boyfriend just texted me and said I'm here, and I have no idea where he was going. Wait. He's not here.
Yeah,
he's
I'm like,
not
I don't
here.
I don't see.
Oh, he had softball practice.
Oh.
I'm like, I don't know what you're doing.
I thought he was going to walk in the door like, hey, Jimmy, what's up? No Jimmy. But yes, 4 days. So
that's
I'm
so
taking,
exciting.
But I'm here's the best part. I'm taking an extra day beforehand and an extra day afterwards.
Of course.
So I am having six
a whole vacation.
Uninterrupted
where is it?
Kid-free days
in Florida?
In Orlando.
Oh, my God.
I am going to shit my pants.
When?
July 25th through 31st.
That's so exciting.
I'm thinking Wednesday the 26th.
How much is it to do that?
Well, the flight and the hotel you book yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Since obviously. I booked them so freaking early, I got them for both of them less than
nothing.
$500.
Yeah, nothing, yeah.
6 nights, and I'm staying like 3 minutes from the Days Inn. Like, I'm at the Days Inn, so I'm staying 3 minutes from the actual place where it is, the convention center.
Hold on.
Okay, I think it, yeah, so that works.
Whatever, that's fine.
All right.
We're figuring it out, guys. We just had to stop it, and I fucked up.
Hey, pause and stop are right next to each other. I can completely understand that.
So confusing.
So, I'm staying at the convention center, like, right there in the heart of where all of this happens.
Right.
But it's 5 minutes from Harry Potter World. So I'm thinking that's going to happen on Wednesday.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
so
excited.
Cool.
I need that to take place.
I don't ever want to go to Disney World.
But I appreciate it. I can appreciate it. I know that I would have such a bad time.
Yeah.
I went to Hershey Park last year, and I don't think that this podcast is still available, but I talked about it, and it was literally the worst time I've ever had anywhere in my life.
Molly doesn't do crowds.
Or people.
Or people.
Kids.
Or kids.
Or rides. Driving. I don't do rides either.
Rides.
The driving was the whole thing. I couldn't eat the whole day.
Yeah.
It was not fun.
Oh, hey, a cat came back.
He's always here.
Yeah,
this is nice. My boo-boo.
It's surprising because Molly actually gets along with my kid. I think it's because he's a tiny rendition of me.
Well, and one.
Yeah.
One is fine.
Yeah.
He's not loud.
No.
It's loud and multiple children.
He stays to himself.
Yeah.
He's pretty chill. I raised a good kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a mom, and too, one. By the way.
There's
yeah.
one. One.
Yeah. One.
Kid. That's really key.
Yeah. One kid.
I usually do one.
If I have to go somewhere and I have to bring the kid, it's cool, because he's one.
It's one.
And he stays to himself.
Right. But I put on Bob's Burgers.
He's great. It's another thing about me, I have an 8-year-old son.
Yes.
He goes to private school because I went to private school and my grandmother wanted him to go to private school because she's 81 and Polish Catholic and she gets what she wants.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I went to private school.
You know, shit happens.
That's
I went
fine.
To private school. So, yeah, I lived by myself with my kid and my dog.
I gave him his Christmas present too. Today.
Yeah.
It was a book about poop.
Yep.
I know, kids. And I'm good with kids. I just, they overwhelm me.
I guarantee you he liked every picture in that book. I'm telling you right now. He's going to be like, hey, mommy, look at this poop. Hey, mommy, look at this poop. Well, the big thing now is Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And Pokemon.
Yeah.
And this game called Roblox.
I've seen it.
Yeah, he plays it with Lauren's kid. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever, have fun.
I'm one of those freaks that watch YouTube gaming videos, and that's like...
Oh, you're not the only
that
one.
That rolled through that.
He does, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's good. I'm on the same par as an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah.
But that rolled
get
through the
so
community.
What else? What else is there? What else do I do?
Okay, well, I have some questions.
Okay.
I mean, mostly about TV.
I work at a counseling center, too. That's fine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we help people with mental issues.
In Baltimore, which is like...
We have 3 locations. We're pretty cool.
Baltimore, you got a good clientele there.
We're awesome. We get shit done.
Yeah.
I like my job.
Yeah, we both had jobs that we hated, and now we both have jobs that we like.
You know what it is? I think it's because we went from, like, giant corporate business...
Which was horrible.
...to, like, small, medium-sized
companies.
Business. And you can have more of a say in a small, medium-sized business than a corporation.
And much more respect.
Yes.
Like, my company, it's like a $1 million company. I'd say 70 to 85% of the people in my company are millionaires. Like, they're all very rich. But because it's so small, they all respect me, and they'll talk to me, and, like... I don't know, just little things.
Yeah.
Like, my boss will, like, sometimes give me Orioles tickets or something. And it's just, like,
it's
they
cool
just...
Sale.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, do you want to go to a party at my boss's house? She has a summer party.
Possibly.
You're going to shit yourself when you see her house.
I'm excited.
She is the Martha fucking Stewart
is
of Ellicott City. There's not yet. She's putting one in, but there is a ravine. And it's beverages. It's catered.
Sounds fantastic.
Adult beverages.
As long as there's a bathroom, I'm fine.
There are... 5 bathrooms, Molly.
Okay, well, then that's perfect.
5 of them.
Anybody who knows me knows that I'll go anywhere as long as there's reliable bathrooms.
5 bathrooms.
Sounds great.
I swear, I actually stayed at her house with Christopher because Christopher and her kid got along so great at the Christmas party that we were having, like, playdates and shit. Dude, I wanted to move in.
That's
like,
awesome.
I was like, the rest of my things will be here on Monday. I will be
just
up
gonna
in,
live in the basement.
Up in that guest room of yours. That's where you can find me. I'll pay you, you know. The kids can share the room together.
Yeah.
Like just
my
fucking,
my sister just bought a house in Harford County. Well, it's in what's the other place up there?
Aberdeen?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I thought you said something with a B.
I don't know.
What's
but it's up
good?
There. It's
yeah.
in Bel Air-ish. And it's, like, it's got 5 bedrooms and 3 and a half baths, and it's on, like, 2 acres.
Nice.
And it's so nice, and the basement is so nice, and Jimmy and I walked in, and we were, like, well, Jimmy helped them pretty much move the whole time. I was there for, like, an hour. And I didn't do anything. I ate and left. And, we walked around the basement together, and I was like, shit, we could move right in here. Like, let's just move into the basement.
pay them rent.
Yep.
Help them put a pool in.
There you go.
And be done with this.
Girl, Laura has, what is it? She has metal cows in her backyard.
Oh, that's awesome.
Metal cows.
I feel like that's so cool.
It is. And I'm just like, holy crap. Like, you wouldn't think to just put those in your backyard, but then you see them and you're like, that's awesome. This is awesome.
Yeah. I like weird art.
Yeah. She's very eclectic, but it all like flows and ebbs so well together. She is my Shiro. I just freaking love her. My job's amazing.
So my questions for you are really simple.
Oh, you'll hear me say woohoo and yay a lot. I am the Vicky Gunvalson of Baltimore. that is where I operate. I am woohoo.
I just want you to say your opinions on a couple shows that we all know that we love on this podcast. Do you watch Mindy Project?
I did. I need to get a freaking Hulu account. That's my problem.
You don't. No. Because that's what we've been saying, is this season blows.
Okay, then.
Please tweet at me if you disagree and give me your reasoning why you disagree. But, so here's what I think. So, the Mindy Project I've always loved. I love Mindy LaHiri. Anyone that knows me knows I love Mindy LaHiri. I loved her on The Office the whole time she was on The Office. I have all of her books. I just love her. So, up till this season, I've been obsessed with the Mindy Project, up on par with New Girl. It's been one of my favorite shows.
Is that the next question?
This season, yes.
Okay.
This season sucks. It is, okay, and I can't say this season. So this quote-unquote season, they started, and then they took a long pause, and everyone under the sun that I knew of that listened to this show, or watched this show, thought, okay, the episode's over, they're going to start a new season. Instead of starting a new season, they just took, like, a 6-month break and then continued the season.
What?
So I've been calling this the new season, but it's not technically. It's like technically, it's B. Like, yeah, it's so weird. I don't know why they did that or, like, why it took such a long break, but it was, like, we all thought it was just going to be a new season, and then it was, like, episode 18 or something, or 8 or whatever, I don't know.
That's stupid.
But this quote-unquote season / second half of the last season.
Season B.
They just decided to kind of spin with, like, a fantastical theme. Like, the first episode was, like, a never-ending dream. Like, she kept waking up and it was like Groundhog Day.
Oh, God, I hate those.
I know. Like, she kept waking up and, like, learning more and then fixing it the next day and then learning more
like
and fixing
Tom
it the next
Cruise
day.
Like that movie where he keeps dying because, you know, he comes back every day and he dies.
And he's got to fix the problem. And the thing, yes. And the thing that I hated about it, too, was that she got back with Ben. Did you see Ben?
Yes.
Okay, and I liked Ben. Ben was my favorite boyfriend of hers besides Castellano.
Right.
And I really had high ups for them. And so when they broke up, I got really bummed out. Well, this Groundhog Day episode was their way of getting her back with Ben, basically. Every day she woke up and was, like, learning more about herself and why they broke up. And she, like, fixed it every day. And so, like, when it was over was when they were back together. And that's, like, how she woke up out of whatever this was. And it's, like, I'm happy that they're back together. But
that's
then it's,
stupid.
Like, not satisfying because it's not real.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, she didn't actually do anything to get him back.
Yeah.
It was just, like, dream. I don't know. It was so weird. So then apparently there was an episode after that that was kind of normal. And I didn't watch that because then I started seeing advertisements for the third episode. And the third episode was where she woke up in a white man's body. And it was, like, the whole episode was about, which, and don't get me wrong, I understand the theme. I understand the purpose of it. I get it. But I don't think Mindy Project is, like, the way to do
that's
that.
That's not the place
that's
for
not,
that.
It's not a fantasy show.
No, it's not the
and
place
it's, like,
for
I
that.
Don't, it's so much like Roseanne the last season.
Ugh.
And it's, like, were you guys losing it? Like, because the reason that Roseanne
and
the
you could tell Roseanne the last season something was up before she even got to the end
right.
and said that she's writing
and
a
book. And that's
what,
like, because in Roseanne last season, it was at a point where, like, she basically owned the show and she was done with it.
Uh-huh.
And so she just did whatever the fuck she wanted to do
yep.
with it and then ended the show. And that's kind of how I feel like this is feeling for me. It's like you just it's not a romantic comedy anymore. You
just
never know what's gonna happen, and that's not
see,
okay
now
with
you got
me.
Now you got me pissed off.
I know.
Now you got me thinking about Roseanne. Like,
I know.
I was so mad.
I know. Well,
and
it's the same thing,
out,
and that was all fantasy.
Then you find out that Mark is actually with freaking Darlene.
I know.
You're like, what? The what? That makes no sense.
No sense.
None of this makes sense.
I hated it, and I hate this, and I really hope that, like, they change it, but I have no interest in watching it. Alex, I think, is still watching it. She's sticking through it, but I just, I can't. I haven't been able to get back into it after watching that first episode. It was just so bad.
I can completely understand that.
New Girl.
Absolutely love. Hey, girl, what you doing? Did you see the last episode?
Maybe, maybe not.
Did you see the ending of the last episode?
When they,
the
when they get an elevator.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, yes! How? We just freaked my cat out.
And I think we freaked my kid out.
He's like, wow.
Sorry. I almost, so like, my heart was racing. I was so like, good. Please, please, so please let this happen. And then they opened the doors, and I was like, ah!
I know.
And then I cried a little bit, and I was excited.
I did cry, too.
I cried a little bit.
I sure did cry.
Yep.
It's like, so
it's
good.
A bad time. So, please don't blow this.
Spoil alert. Nick and Jess profess their love to each other at the end of this last episode, and I'm
it took a lot out of us.
It took so much out of me. I was literally crying, and nobody was home, and I'm kind of upset about it because Jimmy watches New Girl with me, and so, like, I kind of have to pretend like I didn't watch it.
See, you should have texted me. I totally would have came over and cried
with
you.
Oh, my God. It was so good, and it's, like, I love that they, like, tied it together because that's how they met, was in the elevator.
Yeah.
It's so good, and I actually really like where the show is headed.
Yes.
And it's, like,
I don't want that to be the end.
I'm scared because it, A, could be the end.
Yes.
Because it could very well
it
end
really
after this.
It really tied up a lot of
They are tying up everything.
Stuff.
However, it could also be leading into, like, a new spin on the show.
Possibly.
Because they could all be living, like, full-on separate lives. Mm-hmm. You could still, I mean, they could still do something with it if they do it well enough.
Yeah.
It's just whether or not they're going to be able to do it well enough. Whether or not they're even going to try.
I really
or whether they're gonna end
hope
the show.
It really, honestly.
I have to know what happens with Nick and Jess.
Yes!
Like, I have to. They can't just end, like.
I have to know what happens with Schmidt and Sissy.
I know. I'm dying. Love them. And she's pregnant now.
I know.
So, like,
I need to see a Schmidt baby.
I need to see a Schmidt baby.
I need to see a Schmidt baby.
Yeah.
That needs to happen. I need to see Sissy pregnant and go, you know what?
Me too.
They could do something like a funny episode where she gets, like, ugly while she's pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because she's always been so beautiful.
She gets really fat.
And she could get, like, really fat.
Like, gain, like, 150 pounds.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I would love it.
There's
so
many options.
There's
so
many things that they could
listen
do.
Listen to the podcast and listen to our ideas.
And I really like
and
Winston.
Enact them.
And his girlfriend. What's her name?
Oh, shit.
I really like her.
I can never remember.
You know what? And I was so excited when she came on to New Girl because she was in...
It'll come to you.
Brain Fart.
It'll come
What's
to you.
What's that show that was on? It was either Netflix or Hulu. Where it was, like, a bunch of murders, but it was funny.
Funny murders.
The lady from Glee was in it.
Jane Lynch?
Yes.
I love her.
Do you know what show I'm talking about?
I know what show you're talking about,
and,
but I can't remember the name of
the
it.
The young girl from Emma Roberts was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, y'all are probably screaming it.
But I know. It'll come to us. We'll Google it.
She was in that show towards the end of it, and she was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was so excited when I saw her on this, because I was like, I know who you are, and you're funny.
I may be two people, but I'm not Two-Face.
Big announcement. Erica Jane liked my tweet.
It legit happened today.
Today?
Today. I am, if you want my opinion on that girl... I am obsessed.
Obsessed. She's but my everything.
Everything about her. How many fucks do I give is my ringtone.
It's amazing.
None, not one, if you're wondering how many fucks I give. She's amazing. I created a Zumba routine to Painkiller because I love
so
her.
Good.
I am Erica Jane. If I could meet any
Erica Jane,
Real Housewife of any series, it would be in order. Erica Jane.
Yeah.
Of course. Obviously.
Yeah.
Because I love her.
This is a good game. I'm going to play this with you.
Okay. I'm going to do top five.
Okay.
Top five. Erica Jane.
Yeah.
Because I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Karen from Potomac.
I hate her.
I need to meet her. I need to meet her.
I understand you
need
to meet her.
I need to understand
her
reasoning. I need to understand her as a person. I need to hear her call her husband the Black Bill Gates in person. I need to hear that happen. Okay, so we got Erica Jane. We got Karen from Potomac. Teresa Giudice.
Okay.
I love her. I want to take a yoga class of hers because I feel like I could flip a table afterwards.
She teaches yoga?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
She got certified, bitch.
I don't watch Jersey.
She's a teacher. She's teaching.
That's awesome.
She's amazing.
I don't watch Jersey.
Number four, I would have to go, if I'm going to go Atlanta, I'm going to probably go NeNe just because I love her. I mean,
we should do current. Okay. Let's do current
If we're doing current housewives, then probably Cynthia.
Yeah. I do love Cynthia.
I'm going to say Cynthia if we're doing current season.
She has such an air about her.
She does. She really does. Mm-hmm. And if we're going OC?
I don't watch OC either.
I watch
OC. The two I don't watch are OC and Jersey.
I watch all of them.
I should, but I watch ones that you don't watch.
Yeah.
Because I watch Southern Charm and Sweet Home Oklahoma. Oh,
another one I would definitely Emily have to meet in person. I want to meet Bethany Frankel. I want her to teach me her business ways, because that bitch is savvy.
She is savvy. I hate her.
I can't stand her.
Probably one of my least favorite
people.
She is
mega bitch, but I want her to teach me her business ways, because the bitch has a business mind.
Yeah, she does. She's very, they're all talented. She created
an empire.
Yeah.
Everybody buys Skinny Girl shit.
They do. I do. Everyone. I buy Skinny Girl popcorn every week.
Me too. It's delicious. Great.
The lime
and sea salt. Oh my God, it's so good. It's so good. My coworker just made jalapeno margaritas.
Yeah.
With Skinny Girl margarita mix. Like, it's bomb.
Delicious.
Homegirl is making bank, and I need to learn her ways.
I agree.
Because she is.
Was that your five?
Was it my five?
I think you did four.
Oh, no, that was five.
Yeah,
that was five. It was Erica Jane, because she's amazing. Yeah. And Karen from Potomac, who you can't stand.
I love that. I love that you have, like, two or three of my most hated people on there.
Just because if you gotta get to know them.
I do agree. All right, I'm ready.
All right, top five.
Okay, my number one is Lisa Rinna. Oh. Always has been. I love her. She's my favorite. She's my favorite.
Shit, how could I forget Eileen Housewife. Davidson?
Oh, yeah, Eileen. Damn. See, almost all mine are going to be from Beverly Hills.
Okay, I'm replacing Bethany Frankel with Eileen.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Lisa Rinna is my number one. My number two is Eileen. My number three is Caroline Stanbury from Ladies of London.
Really?
Yes.
I don't watch the show. So.
She is everything. You have to watch the show just to see one episode with Caroline Stanbury. Okay. Just to give you a little heads up. In, I think it was the season finale, she announced that she was living in a hotel penthouse for, like, a week before she moved to Dubai. And she was on the phone with, like, her two butlers for the week that she was at the hotel. And was telling them that she wanted her initials monogrammed on her hotel pillows.
And this bitch is going to be there for 7 days.
More ice and her green juice. And someone to come pick up her shoes from the floor in her closet. So I will have to preface this with the fact that because you've never seen Ladies of London, one thing that I warn everybody about before they watch Ladies of London is that you have to imagine the money that's in Beverly Hills times 1,000.
Jesus Lord.
It's insane. So there's this woman that I work with that I just found out watches all of the Housewives, and she doesn't watch Ladies of London. And I said, just one sentence explanation of how you can get into the vibe of Ladies of London, a quote from this last season, which is my favorite quote of the show, is one of the women talking to another woman, and she said, I didn't know when I was growing up that people didn't live in castles.
Honestly. Oh, Jesus Lord.
They all live in castles. They all live in castles and, like, grew up in castles and currently live in castles.
See,
and
that's some too of much. Them have a I'm view. From the inner city.
I know. Like,
I live in a townhouse.
It's so, like, amazing, though. And, like, their trips are to Dubai. It's so amazing. I really love the show. And Caroline Stanbury is the queen of all of them. I love it. So, yes, she is my number three.
I'm looking up that movie, by the way. That show with all the murders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do that. Because it was really good. And I watched all the seasons, pretty much binge-watched. Just look up Jane Lynch, and it would have been one of the last things that she did. Because it was this year. My number four is going to be Portia.
Bitch. I can't.
I do love me some Portia.
I mean, she does stick up for her friends.
She sticks up for her friends, and she gives no shits.
She really doesn't. And
that is exactly why I like Lisa Rinna. Yeah. Is because she just stands by herself.
She does.
And gives no shits. And I love it. I love it. So yeah, Portia. And then my number five is probably, I'm going to have to go back to Ladies of London. And it's going to be Marissa Hermer. And if any of you know me, you know that that's surprising as hell. Because I did not like Marissa Hermer for, like, a while. Pretty much the whole first season and started the second season. But she grew on me. And I have her cookbook now. And she like, tweeted at me.
I saw that.
On Twitter. And I'm like, girl, you're nice. You're nice. And, like, you can cook.
Was it an animated show? I just like you.
No.
It wasn't an animated show. No.
No.
I'm giving up. I'm, fuck it. I don't care.
So, I'm really excited about that.
That is exciting.
Marissa Hermer, she tweeted at me, and we had, like, a tiny mini, like, two-statement conversation, but I was, like, all about it.
Yeah.
It was very exciting.
I felt that way when Gina Grant from Zumba liked my comment on her Facebook page. I was like,
what?
She knows. If anyone has ever taken a Zumba video or seen it in action, there is one particular girl who has a very bright smile and a big-ass head of curly hair. Look her up. Her
name is Scream Queens. That's it. Sorry. That's just found it. Scream Queens. That's good show.
It's still on. That's why I thought of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just it's not on right now. Yes. But yeah, it's...
Google Gina Grant. She is not the Gina Grant who got away with murdering her parents. She is the Gina Grant that teaches Zumba classes. When she liked my shit, I damn near died. I was in work and I dropped my phone. I was like... And nobody else got it because nobody else takes Zumba class. And everyone was like, who the hell is this woman? And I was like, you don't understand. This is my idol.
Your experience was exactly my experience at work today with Erica Jane.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, oh my God, everybody stop what they're doing. Look. Like,
look at this.
And everybody's like, who's that? I'm like, what? You're not my people.
You should have responded and been like, bitch, shouldn't you be practicing dancing? Because I need to see you on Dancing with the Stars.
You need to be winning.
Yes, I need you to win. I need you to give fucks about that.
Also, in case any of you were still wondering, the person that is in Scream Queens and a new girl is Nassim Pedrad.
That's it.
And she's great.
She was on SNL, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
So let's go into What Did We Wiki? Which is something that we've looked up or Googled this week that's, like, not normal.
Well, we just did Scream Queens.
We just did Scream Queens live on the podcast.
We just did Scream Queens. Let me look at my history.
You can look at your history. I have mine right here.
Let me look at my history.
Mine was Martha Stewart today. And I'll tell you my reasoning behind it. First of all, I love Martha Stewart in, like, a very unprecedented way. I don't know why I love her so much. I never used to love her. I mean, she's not... I mean, whatever. I think part of it is because of her show with Snoop Dogg. I really like that show.
Oh, mine is sad.
It's pretty funny. Well, I'll bring us up with Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
So, I looked her up because her Instagram, and this is super weird, her Instagram is Martha Stewart 48, and my mom was born in 1948, and I was like, oh, is she the same age as my mom? She's not. She's born at 41. Mm. I don't know why her Instagram is 48, and this is why I Googled her.
Yeah.
To find out her age. She's 71.
That's...
Wait, no, that's not right. 75.
75. Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew?
I thought she was younger. She looks
great. I didn't know that. She does. I love that cooking segment with Martha and Snoop. It's so great.
It's so good.
My grandmother watches that.
Hot roast with Martha and Snoop. It's so good. Check it out. My mom watches it, too.
Old people love that shit.
I don't know. My mom likes Snoop Dogg. And my mom does not like stuff like that. And she likes Snoop Dogg.
My 81-year-old grandmother likes Snoop Dogg. Yeah.
Her argument is, he's a good guy.
That's hers.
What?
Like, what? How do you know this?
How do you know?
You've never. Have you met
no.
the Snoop Dogg? Have you
Isn't
ever?
He a good guy. He's a good guy.
Have you hung out with him? Like, do you know?
So much drama in the LBC. It's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass hits like every single.
Oh, what's your depressing?
Last thing I wikied was Charlie Murphy.
Oh,
I know.
That's sad.
It is. I wanted to know how old he was.
60-something, right?
No, I think he was only like 50-something.
Oh, yeah, it's depressing.
I wanted to know
how I love old that he was. Both of our wikis were about how old people are, though.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Because I was like, he was 57. 57, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's depressing.
Yeah. So, my mom was in a very, very bad depression due to that. She could not handle when celebrities die.
Yeah. I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, she does not handle celebrity death well, and my grandmother's always like, death happens, yeah. You know?
That's how my mom
the
is.
Shit happens. You just can't deal with it.
What's that one old guy, the old weird comedian that just died?
Don Rickles?
My mom was like,
she was sad about that, too.
Yeah, no, my mom was like, all right.
And it's funny
because really all my mom's reaction was, wasn't he like 100?
Yeah. All of the people that my mother has gotten sad about death, she has either seen them in concert or met them in person.
Yeah, that's true. I can
like
see that.
Prince. Prince was like a week.
Prince was hard on me, too, because we saw Princess, like, a couple days after he died. Mm-hmm. And so that was really tough. That concert, yeah. I mean, like, we cried the whole time.
Yeah.
It's really hard seeing somebody that you, like...
grew up on.
Well, no, but it's hard, because we saw... So, Prince, if you don't know, last year at Moon Tower, Princess performed. And Princess is Maya Rudolph and another person, which I'm blanking on her name right now. But she's not famous,
yeah.
So, like, it's hard for me to remember her name. But it's their it's their band that they do, which is a cover band of Prince. And it's really good, and they're great. I actually had heard about them before Moon Tower. So, I mean, they're really good. And Prince died a few days before Moon Tower. Actually, I think during Moon Tower. And Princess was performing the last day at Moon Tower, and so it was their first performance. And pretty much them finding out about it was right before they performed for this show. And it's really hard seeing someone that you think of, and this is really introspective. I need to think about, like, how I say this without sounding like a total piece of shit. But, like, it's hard seeing someone that you don't think of having a personality crying.
Yeah.
And, like, Maya Rudolph, like, obviously she is a human being, and this is, like, such a cliche to think of a celebrity as not a human being. But, like, you don't think of them as, like, having emotional attachments to people because you see them on TV. And, like, she's one of my favorite comedians, and she's fantastic, and she's such, like, an ultra-feminist, and she's great in everything she does. And, like, watching her just sing and cry up to Prince for 2 hours was, like, heart-wrenching. So... yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So that's how my mother felt about Charlie Murphy.
I get it.
Yeah.
Let's move on to pet peeves. I've got one. It's people asking me if I get a new car every week. Because I got one new car. It's not funny.
That's hilarious.
And
they see you with the loaner car, but then they see you with the Fiat. So
right. So I had my white Fiat, and then I came in with my new car. And I had my new car for about a week before I took it in to get the loaner so that they could put it in the sunroof. Immediately with my new car, a couple people were like, oh, why'd you get a new car? What was wrong with your car? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm
like,
none of your business. And you guys all have millions of dollars and get a new car every once in a while. Why can't I?
Yeah.
And so then I went in and took it in to get the loaner. And so that I had another, and which it didn't help that I had three Fiats. Like I had my Sugar was a white Fiat. And then I had my car, which is like a dark gray blue Fiat. And then I had a like celery green Fiat. And everybody was like, what, do you get a new car every day? What's going on? How many new cars you got? I'm like, one. One new car. We've all had loaners. You know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a dad joke, and it's so obnoxious. And, like, I work with a lot of, like, I work in construction. And so most of the people I work with are, like, middle-aged men.
Yeah.
And they all do dad jokes all the time, which it's fine, and I appease them with laughter most of the time, but by, like, the seventh, did you get a new car every day?
Yeah.
Joke? I had had it.
We only really have, like, two white middle-aged men at my job.
Yeah.
only one of them does dad jokes.
I feel like a lot of men probably don't work in that field.
Yeah, there's not... Well, I mean, you know, you'd be surprised.
Psychology, but I don't think necessarily, like, what...
Well, it's therapists. Yeah. So, they're all psychology, but...
But I think it's more of a niche, what you're doing.
No, they're... So much. It's all just regular. One giant counseling. Yeah. It's all talk therapy. They don't prescribe medicine, but it's all just...
That's cool.
Yeah, they... If you have a problem, you come in and you get seen.
Jimmy and I have talked about me going to therapy.
It's... I tell you what, working with a bunch of therapists, so nice, because I don't have to pay for therapy.
Yeah,
I just go to Laura's house and talk to her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, Laura, you get me.
I need to talk to somebody.
You get me.
I get it.
Yeah.
Let me see. So what's yours?
What's I have?
Brainstorming.
Pet peeve. Oh, you know what I can't stand? I cannot stand when I am trying to veg out and just be by myself and be alone and have my moment in the sun, you know, just in my room by myself. I cannot stand when people try to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I want to be by myself. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm in my room with the door closed. Don't knock on my fucking door.
I get it.
Because see, here's the thing. Little backstory. I live alone. I live with my child. And my dog. Around January, my father had to, well, my father and my stepmother had to move in with me because they are both financially irresponsible. They cannot manage money, and they got evicted from their place, and they needed a place to stay. And they made my grandmother upset, so then she calls me, and then I wind up having to put them up in my guest room. So I have more people than usual living in my house.
Temporarily.
They're apparently leaving on May the 1st. I'm very excited about this. I cannot wait to have my shit back to myself. So, that being said, when I get home, after I've been talking to people all day...
Yeah, no one understands that.
I have literally been on the phone talking to clients and booking appointments and talking to insurance companies and verifying benefits and everything else under the sun, the last thing I want to do is come home and hear, hey, what's going on? What's new? What's shaking? What's this? Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Give me 5 minutes to just be alone and veg out for a little bit. Like, I got schoolwork to do. I got to read. No.
And just some quiet time.
Just... some fucking quiet time. My father is the last person that you will get any quiet time from because he's loud as shit.
Yeah.
He's consistently loud. I think he might have a hearing problem because everything he does is loud. My son can't stand it. He's like, Pop Sean is way too damn loud, but he doesn't say damn, but I know where he's going.
You know what he's trying.
I know what he's trying to say. But, and my stepmother... so cool.
Yeah.
If I could just live with her.
It would be fine.
That'd be fine. She does laundry. She cleans up. She vacuums. She does dishes. She makes dinner. I don't have to do shit. It's great. Yeah. I want to come home. And then another thing. Another peeve.
Save one. We're doing two.
I'm saving it. I'm going to hold on to it.
I will say, I think that part of the problem, and like him probably having a hair problem, would definitely affect you as far as like him being loud. But... him wanting to talk to you so much. I think that that's an issue with people that don't understand people that talk all day at work.
Yes.
Because I talk all day at work, too. I'm administrative. I work at the front desk. I talk to everybody.
Your whole day is talking to people.
Talking to everybody. If it's not people that I work with, it's people that are coming in or answering the phones. I'm talking at least once every 5 minutes to somebody. And not just talking, but like
faking
customer service talking.
Yeah.
So it's like...
You're faking the front,
it's
basically.
It's an effort.
Yeah.
And my mom also thinks that I don't talk at all and tries to talk to me all the time. And, like, the other day, we all went out to dinner, my boyfriend and my mom, and I went to dinner. And I was talking for, like, a good 20 minutes or something about some stuff that was going on. And Jimmy was, like, laughing at me, and she was like, no. Don't stop her. Let her talk. She never talks. I like to hear her talk. And I'm like,
listen
don't
to the
make
damn
me
podcast,
feel bad. Like, I just talk so much.
much at work that it's like when I come home, I just want like an hour to like chill out. Like that
episode of Sex and the City when Carrie and Aiden were living together, mm-hmm. and she would come home and he would be like, "Hey, where you been? What do you know? What'd you see? What'd you do?" And she just wants 5 minutes to just decompress from the day, walk in, calm down. Like, I walk in, I have my key in the fucking door, they're opening the door from the inside.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Give me a minute.
I'm okay. Like, if you're home when I'm home, I'll come in and I'll eat and I'll talk to you for a minute. But then once I'm done eating, I usually come upstairs, get ready for bed, chill out, watch some shows, and then go to bed. I also go to bed really early, which doesn't help. So it's like, you have your opportunity. If you're not home when I'm home and I don't see you, you might not see me.
Yeah.
I might be going to bed.
Makes sense.
I just can't.
Makes perfect sense to me.
I totally get that.
So that's a pet peeve.
We can do a recommendation. Do you have a recommendation? It can be anything. I'll go first.
You go first.
My recommendation is American Girl in London Cookbook by Marissa Hermer. Because she's amazing now and I love her. The cookbook is great. I've talked about my obsession with celebrity cookbooks before. I buy them all. My favorite one so far is Chrissy Teigen's. My second favorite is now this one. I, unlike most of the world, I like British food. And partially because I don't really like really strong flavored things. And British food tends to be, like, not bland, but, like, it doesn't have a lot of flavors. Like, it's usually, like, a couple things.
Yeah, I can't live life like that. I put hot sauce on everything.
I don't. I do not put hot sauce on everything.
I put hot sauce in my mac and cheese.
The reason that I like it, I do put salsa in my mac and cheese.
Uh-huh.
I'm weird like that.
That sounds like it would be delicious.
The reason that I like
now
this
I want
book,
mac and cheese.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I have Annie's downstairs, and I get it. The reason I like this book is because it's British, and it's also American, and it's also Californian. Hmm. So there's a good mix of like healthy, and like British, and like traditional foods in here, and it's really good. There's a lemon tart recipe in here that's like really good. But then there's, like, healthy things. Like, she teaches you how to make cashew butter.
Oh.
And it's like, that'd be nice to know how to do.
That would
like,
be
that's,
nice
like,
to
healthy
know how to do.
And stuff. Like, this is cauliflower tabbouleh with toasted nut mix. That sounds delicious. So, really excited about this book. It was pretty cheap. I pre-ordered it. So, I think I might have gotten a deal. But, get it. If you like cookbooks. Specifically celebrity cookbooks. I don't know why I have a thing for them.
I don't know.
I buy them all.
That's a thing.
I have another one coming.
Oh, I have a recommendation.
Yeah.
Book recommendation, if we're talking books.
Yes.
I like murder mysteries. I love all things murder mystery.
Yeah.
I watch Law & Order religiously. If it's just, it's like my background noise now. I just,
sure.
I know the days that they're on reruns. Like today, they're on the Sundance Channel. I know my rerun days. I know my marathon days.
I like murder mysteries, too.
I like
Murder, She Wrote is my favorite show on television.
That's what I'm saying.
Literally,
Angela Lansbury is amazing.
Yeah, if you had to put me on a desert island with one show to watch, it would be Murder, She Wrote. I see that, too, but it's not quite the Murder, She Wrote for me.
I could watch every episode of Jack McCoy giving it to somebody. Like,
I get it.
You get no argument from me there. But if your obstruction allows a massacre to happen, I will crucify you, Mr. Kralik. I will charge you with negligent homicide, and after I convict you, I will resign my job and represent the families of the victims in a wrongful death suit against you and the Union. By the time I'm done, you'll be finished. So my advice to you is get out of my way!
If we're going books, there is a series out by James Patterson called NYPD Red. It's like Law & Order in a book.
Yeah.
It is the high society.
It's, I think, like, I saw an advertisement for it.
It's kind of like if one of the Real Housewives got murdered and a book was written about it.
Sounds great.
It would be NYPD Red because it's all high society
people.
Oh
my God.
With a ton of money and the police who investigate the crime that has taken place. So NYPD Red, they are currently on book number 4. I have read all 4 of them.
Sounds awesome.
They are great. They only get better. They don't decrease.
You know who would like it? Jimmy.
Yeah. Get him.
He would like those. He
NYPD
likes
Red.
Reading sometimes.
It's amazing.
And I bet he would like that.
I read the whole thing in one sitting. I love every minute of it. And every time a new one comes out, I'm like, and purchase.
I'll have to tell him about it.
NYPD Red, James Patterson. It's amaze.
Before we go,
We'll do our negative vibes at the end, but before we go, I thought of one last thing for us to do since we're not talking about Housewives.
Uh-oh. Even though we've talked about Housewives, picked our five favorites.
We need to pick, just because I'm kind of interested, who do you hate the most on each one? Okay. And so here's my prerequisite for it, is it's not... There's some people that I think the show could do without.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they're... I hate them. Just because they don't... I feel like they don't bring anything to the show. Dorit is that for me. She just doesn't bring anything Dorit to the show. Dorit and her
crazy accents!
Now, I hate PK, and I hope in the most hypothetical way that he dies.
I want his penis to fall off. I hate him. I just want it to fall off.
I hate him. He is the worst piece of shit human being in the entire universe. He's obsessed with
Erica's vagina.
He's obsessed with everybody except for himself, and I hate
him. Why is he so obsessed with Erica Jane's vagina? Like, get out.
So I hate him, but I wouldn't put Dorit in the column that I'm asking for, because I don't hate her.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think she brings anything to the show, and I could do it without her. So who do you hate?
Hate.
Like, you like them on the show, but you hate them as a person.
Okay. Or so, I hate them on the show and hate them as a person.
Right, that too. That works as well. Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, I'm gonna have to go Eden.
Me too.
Eden? Not
is stand such a piece her. Of crap.
She really is.
And I honestly think the show could do without her. She's gotta go, but I hate her too.
I think
she's such a whiny brat. The season finale was like...
I just want to punch her in the face.
Horrifying. I want to find her
and go to Sir and punch her in the face. Like, that's what I want to do.
How happened? Like, she flipped out.
She was saving it so that she can come back next season. That's what that was. Oh my God.
I don't know what happened for next season. So, I'm going to go through the ones that I know first. And then you can say the ones that I don't watch. Okay. Let's do Atlanta.
I know I'm going to polarize a lot of people with this. I can't stand Candy.
She's my least favorite, too. I hate Candy. Oh, my God. You are the only person in the universe that hates her, too.
And this is why we're friends.
Nobody else hates her, and she is my least favorite.
I cannot stand her.
Now, the person that I think the show could do without, Phaedra. Sheree for me. I'm okay with Phaedra. I don't hate Phaedra. I think she brings something. Sheree and her little
one-liners in the confessional, like, they're so funny.
That's it, though.
Yeah.
That's all she's got. Now,
I can't stand Kenya, but she does bring something to the show.
But she does bring something to the show.
She does.
But, yeah. I agree with you. Candy. I can do without her. I hate her and her mother. My God, her mom is the worst.
Her mom is seriously the worst.
And what's his face? Todd. Oh, my God. Vomit. He is almost worse than Bob.
He's not as bad as Peter. No. I started to like Peter before they got divorced.
I did, too. I was like, oh, he's whiny. Look at
Peter. And now this is happening. He's and I'm whiny like,
now.
Ugh.
Yeah, I agree.
Why do you do this to me, Peter? Why?
New York, and I'm going to preface this with the fact that I'm just now starting New York back up again. Mm-hmm. I took a few seasons off.
It's okay.
So, New York.
It's not that I don't like her. I can do without her. And it's just because of this season, which we will go into the next episode. I need Caroline to chill the fuck out.
Carol?
Yeah,
is that's it Carol it. Or it's Carol. Caroline?
It's Carol. See,
I'm like trying to remember their names again. It's
Carol. I need Carol to chill.
I agree with that.
I need her to just see that. Calm down.
Mine is Bethany.
I know.
I hate Bethany. I've hated her since season one, and I still hate her to the day. She's horrible. I took like a good portion of the show out of my life for a long time because of Bethany. And I've decided to start up again with this season, and it has not changed.
You should watch last season with the whole Luann, Tom, Bethany situation.
I don't hate Luann. Everybody hates Luann. I don't hate Luann. But I don't like her.
I'm indifferent to Luann.
I think she brings something to the show.
She does. Like, I could see me and Luann having a good time at the bar.
Me too.
Like, I could see that happening.
That's how I feel about Lisa Rinna. I feel like Lisa Rinna and I could have so much fun.
Her and her depends. Have fun.
I love her.
Both in your Depends underwear.
I don't care. I would wear Depends.
Okay.
I would wear Depends.
Who's up next? What season up is up next? Oh, you don't watch OC.
I don't want... So. Go ahead, though, if you have one.
Ugh, OC, I cannot stand Kelly. She has got to go. I know everyone's going to say Tamra because they have a feeling about Tamra and they don't like Tamra, but Tamra has grown on me. I like... And Megan, too. Megan has grown on me.
Alex watches these, by the way.
I'm happy that Megan is pregnant and had her kid, and, like, I'm happy that that worked out. Happy for you, Megan. I like Megan.
Megan King Edmonds. I do follow her on
Megan
Instagram.
Megan King Edmonds. I don't watch the OC. I do like Megan King Edmonds. I do like her. I'm starting to develop a kindling towards Tamra. I cannot stand that Kelly bitch. She is just, she's
I follow
too
them
extra.
All on Instagram, so
she's
I do have pictures.
Way too loud. She tries to involve herself, and she says shit just so she can make her way. She gets too drunk and too belligerent sometimes. She needs to, like, when she's sober, she's mad cool. But even when your friend Megan is calling you out on the fact that you said something that she didn't agree with, and she brought you into this circle, bitch, you wrong. Mm-hmm. You are wrong.
I feel like that happens with all of them.
It does.
I'm picturing that exact situation in Atlanta and New York right
and
now.
And Potomac right now.
And Potomac right
and
now.
And Potomac right
oh
now.
Oh my God, Potomac. We have to do Potomac.
I know. You hate Karen.
I hate Karen. But she's not my least favorite.
Ah. Who is your least favorite? Last season or this season? Because there's one change of this season.
Who changed?
Katie is not there this season.
Oh my God. You're right.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember who left.
Katie is not
it's
there
Katie.
This season. Katie is gone.
I didn't like Katie.
I wanted Katie to go.
I wanted Katie to go, too. I'm
I
glad
wanted Katie
she,
to go.
She,
my least favorite in Potomac is fucking Charisse.
Yeah, she's my least favorite.
I cannot stand you. Do not give yourself an
Sha-sha.
Yes. Oh. I was just about
Sha-sha.
To say. Do not give yourself an alternate
okay,
personality.
Okay, well, we can't go into that because we're going to go into that in the next
You are
episode,
not Beyonce. End of discussion.
Sha-sha is gone.
Sha-sha.
We both agree with that.
Gets your, the time
Who's
is...
your favorite in there?
Oh, Giselle.
Me too. Although I will say this season,
I
kind of like Ashley.
I like... I haven't...
This season.
Yeah.
I didn't like her last season.
No.
But this season, I'm kind of digging Ashley.
We'll go into that on our next...
I also... Like Robin, too.
I love Robin.
Although, we'll go into that.
We'll go into that.
I've got props.
Yes, I've got massive props.
All right.
Okay, next season. Next, we did Atlanta. We did Potomac. We did Beverly Hills.
I watched, like, Southern Charm and Sweet Home Alabama and stuff, but we don't have to do those.
Yeah. Vanderpump? I think everyone's
I don't
least
watch
favorite.
Vanderpump Rules.
I think everyone's least favorite on Vanderpump is the same person.
Yeah.
It's gonna be Jax.
I was about to say Jax, and I've only seen like two seasons.
Everyone
of it.
Like he's a polarizing.
I don't
character.
Like that one girl, and I haven't watched the show in so long. But
Shayna?
It's the brunette. No, the brunette. That's whiny.
Kristen.
Yeah.
Or Katie.
Kristen.
Kristen's the one who has like the longer face.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Kristen.
That like had all that drama.
Yeah, she's surrounded by drama.
I don't like her.
Yeah, she needs
she
to go.
She was my least favorite back when I watched the show.
Yep.
All right, well, let's close
all
out.
Of them.
We're going to do our negative vibes.
If we missed one, let us know.
Yeah, but we'll keep in mind, we didn't do Southern Charm.
No. We're talking strictly. Jersey! But you don't watch Jersey.
I don't watch Jersey.
Yeah, you don't watch Jersey.
You can give your least favorite.
Okay, my least favorite of Jersey.
While I eat some Christy
Emmons. It's definitely not Teresa Giudice because I love her. My least favorite in Jersey. Oh, Jackie. Ugh, hands down. Jackie Larita can suck a dick. Like, I need you to calm the fuck down. You are irritating me. Your constant need to talk. And, I mean, we all know Teresa did her shit. We all know it. But she served her time. She needs to be forgiven and let it go.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Let it go.
I agree with that. I like Teresa.
I like
when
Teresa.
I watched the show, which I did watch. The only one I've never watched is OC.
Mm-hmm.
I did watch Jersey and New York
mm-hmm.
when they first started. I watched both of those for a few seasons, and I did always like Teresa.
Exactly. Let me tell you why I can't stand Jackie. You cannot sit there and one minute be screaming at Teresa that she's a criminal, then the next minute be crying because you saw her saying goodbye to her husband while he was going to jail.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
That is hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
That's
how I feel about Sonia right now in New York.
love me some Sonya, though.
I don't like her issue with Luann right now.
I mean,
I agree to an extent where she's coming from.
Yeah.
But I also think that, like,
you gotta let it go.
You gotta let it go.
You weren't together.
And
it obviously wasn't something that was established.
And Luann and Tom are in love. Leave them alone.
Tom needs to stop making out with people at the bar.
I mean, sure. Yeah. But they're in love and they're going to do what they're going to do. And they're hinting that they might have, like, an open relationship, yeah, which is none case, of our business. Then, like,
hey, Monique it up, man. Do you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So negative vibes before we close out. My negative vibe is the fact that my first day in my rental car, I got a fucking ticket. Literally within the hour. That's crazy. Picked up my rental car and a stupid traffic, what are they called? Traffic speed trap got me coming off of a highway where the speed limit drops 20 miles per hour.
I hate that.
And they, like, got they me know what they're over. Doing. And it was my first ticket in 8 years. I have not had a ticket in 8 years. I have not had a ticket since I was in college. And I got a stupid ticket about this crap. And I'm like, you know. First of all, it was the first time I drove an automatic car in, like, a year.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, maybe it's partially me being a whiny little bitch about it. But for someone that literally, I mean, from the time I was 16, I learned how to drive on a stick shift. I've always had stick shift cars. I've never had non-stick shift cars. And I don't like driving automatic cars. So the amount of times that I've driven my boyfriend's or my mom's or whoever's cars has been very limited. To drive an automatic car, it's really hard for me to tell how fast I'm going. Because with the stick shift, you change your gears every 10 or so miles, plus or minus. Like, you just always kind of know how fast you're going without having to look. And I just can't. It was hard for me to tell how fast I was. I didn't know. Like, when he was pulling me over, I didn't know. I thought, because he was standing in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And so I honestly was like, me? Like, I didn't know I was being pulled over because I didn't know I was going that fast. But pissed about that. That's my negative
vibe. Understandable. That is a really shitty negative vibe.
I know. And I was going to Starbucks.
Ugh.
And it was at the next light. I could see it. I literally
did you already pre-order?
Could see. I did.
Ugh.
I know.
Was it a cold drink or a hot drink?
It was cold.
Okay. At least it didn't get cold while you were being pulled over. But even still.
It was horrible.
Yeah, that sucks.
So what's your negative
vibe? My negative vibe is my fucking wisdom tooth right now. I need this shit to go.
Yeah.
I have four impacted wisdom teeth. Now, the only side that bothered me about, 5, 6, 7, it's been a long time. I think it was before I had my kid. It was a mad long time ago, but the only side that bothered me was my left side. Well, I wake up a couple weeks ago. Well, not a couple weeks ago, like last week. I woke up last week, and my right side was on fire. So
that'll do it.
It has subsequently gone away, but I am left with recurring jaw pain right now because
it's impacted,
and B, when I think honestly, I don't even think it was the wisdom tooth so much as when I'm stressed out, I clench my jaw. And I really honestly need to start taking the medicine that my doctor prescribed me, and I need to calm down, because when I get too stressed, my hair falls out.
Jimmy grinds his teeth at night. He has one of those, like, grinder things.
I think I need one of those.
Yeah,
he has one of those. I clench
my
jaw.
You probably do it a lot at night, too, if it's anxiety.
I clench my jaw when I'm angry, and when I just left my mother's house today, I asked Molly if she had 2 ibuprofens because my jaw hurt again. So,
which may or may not be a coincidence.
May or may not. May or may not. So that's my negative vibes for the week.
And we're just going to leave them there. Let you guys deal with it. And we're going to try and forget about it.
If you have a dentist recommendation, though, tweet us.
I have a dentist recommendation.
Oh, well, shit. Never mind then.
Never
Don't
mind.
Tweet us.
I have a good dentist. And if you do have a dentist if you have a dentist need, let me know. Send us an email. Going into where you can find us, icedcoffeepod.com.
I'm on there now.
Danielle's on there now. I updated her. She's got her picture and her bio up there. What? Check it out.
You can learn all about me.
Yes, you can. And you can follow us on Instagram, Iced Coffee Pod, on Twitter, Iced Coffee Pod, and email icedcoffeepod@gmail.com. Send us things, and we'll talk about them on our podcast. We will bring you up. We don't have very many listeners, but we've got some. So send us something.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it.
We will.
All right. See you later.
So long, everybody. Bye.